At the beginning of this new year, I would like to extend my warmest greetings to you all. Last year, Japan was hit by frequent natural disasters like torrential rains, typhoons, and earthquakes. Other countries, including Indonesia and the US, were also visited by devastating earthquakes, tsunami, and major hurricanes. I would like to convey my deepest condolences to those who lost their lives through the natural disasters and express my sympathy to everyone affected. We must also never forget that armed conflicts and terror attacks, as well as severe starvation, is making it difficult to live, and lives are being lost every day. In my message entitled A Way of Living as the Named Follower, which I presented on October 1st, 2016, the first day of the commemoration on the accession of the Jodo Shinshu tradition, I have stated, by trying to live according to the Buddha Dharma, we can live to the best of our ability, aspiring to live up to the Buddha's wish. In agreement with this proposal, beginning last April, our organization has launched a campaign against poverty under the slogan Dana for World Peace, overcoming poverty to nurture our children. Unable to part from our self-centered mentality, we are simply foolish beings, incapable of attaining supreme enlightenment through our own strengths. It is all through the salvific working of Amida Tathagata that we are enabled to realize our selfishness. Furthermore, because of this self-awareness, with the hope of responding to the Buddha's boundless compassion, even just a little, we are enabled to aspire for everyone's happiness and make a sincere effort in dealing with the many difficult problems of bitter reality in this world. In this new year, as we receive the Dharma and recite the Nembutsu, let us make every effort to acknowledge and cope with the reality we face.
As we start the new year, on behalf of the statewide parent organization, the Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii, beginning with the headquarters office, Office of the Bishop, and the Buddhist Study Center, the missions or Hawaii Kyodong's 34 temples and fellowship, and including the Pacific Buddhist Academy, please allow me to express my warmest aloha and best wishes to you for a joyous and harmonious 2019. 新年明けましておめでとうございます。ハオリマカヒキホ。A very happy new year to one and all. To date, I also want to express my sincere appreciation and gratitude to so many of you for your support, dedication, and commitment, which enables the Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii to continue sharing the wisdom and compassion of Amida Buddha and being a partner, advocating for the well-being of many communities and people all across the state of Hawaii, from Pahoa on the Big Island to Waimea on Kauai, and even beyond Hawaii, our state. The Honpa Honganjin Mission of Hawaii New Year's card for 2019 contains a quote from Shinran Shonin, whom we consider our founder. It reads, quote, "The light of wisdom exceeds all measure. Every finite living being receives this illumination that is like the dawn. So take refuge in Amida, the true and real light." End quote. Amida Buddha, our object of reverence in Honpa Honganji, is known as the Buddha of infinite light. More specifically, Amida Buddha is described by 12 kinds of light. I do not have time today to explain individually in detail about each of the 12 lights, but will summarize by saying that these 12 lights are not merely descriptive epithets of the Buddha, but many of the lights have a role or function. Just as regular light, including sunlight, enables our physical eyes to see, so too the Buddha's light also has a function. Today, I highlight three of the 12 lights: the Buddha's light of purity, the Buddha's light of joy, and the Buddha's light of wisdom. In brief, the Buddha's light of purity addresses our greed, the Buddha's light of joy addresses our anger, and the Buddha's light of wisdom addresses our ignorance. To be sure, I am a spiritually foolish being, and negative thoughts and impulses arise until the very end. But the Buddha's lights of purity, joy, and wisdom constantly illumine me and encourages positive thoughts and actions. Hence, in the larger Sukhavati Vyuha Sutra, the main sutra of our tradition, it shares, quote, "Sentient beings who encounter this light become soft and gentle in body and mind. They leap and dance with joy, and the good mind arises in them. After their lives have ended, they will all gain emancipation." End quote. The 2019 Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii theme and slogan is "Embrace Change, Transformation, Walk in Peace." It speaks of a positive change which takes place in our life when we encounter Amida Buddha's light. The final and ultimate transformation occurs with our birth in Amida Buddha's pure land of enlightenment at the end of our finite life, when all negatives are completely transformed and cease to exist, just as the waters from various rivers, regardless of their nature and size, when they enter the ocean, all become seawater. But even before that ultimate transformation, in this life, while greed, anger, and ignorance still plague us, we are prompted to positive action. This is not due to my good, but the workings of Amida Buddha, more specifically, the workings of the Buddha's light upon me. Thus, the late Reverend Zuikeng Inagaki was able to say, quote, "If you have fully received the Tathagata's compassion, you will naturally become kind to other people. The secret to success in life is kindness." End quote. As I deeply reflect, due to my self-centered tendencies, it is not an easy task, but simultaneously, we are continually being encouraged by the Buddha to live harmoniously with mutual respect and kindness for one another. In 2019, the Gomonshu shared in his message earlier that, quote, "It is all through the salvific working of Amida Tathagata that we are enabled to realize our selfishness. Furthermore, because of this awareness, with the hope of responding to the Buddha's boundless compassion, even just a little, we are enabled to aspire for everyone's happiness and make a sincere effort in dealing with the many difficult problems of bitter reality in this world. In this new year, as we receive the Dharma and recite the Nembutsu, let us make every effort to acknowledge and cope with the reality we face." end quote. In 2019, being illuminated by the light of Buddha's wisdom and compassion, may the virtues of humility, self-reflection, mutual respect, non-violence, equality, and harmony arise, contributing to a more peaceful, compassionate, and harmonious world. To conclude, again, to one and all, may I wish you a very happy new year, and I humbly ask for your continued support and cooperation. But most of all, may we all be guided by all-inclusive wisdom and inspired by all-embracing compassion. Thank you, and Namo Amida Butsu. Namanda. Namanda.